Hi, everyone. My name is Leah Jordan from Tech Talk Travel. Welcome to the ITB Travel Hero podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And today we have a special guest. We are spending 300 seconds with the wonderful Katrin Anselm, who is the general manager, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, Central Eastern Europe and Russia at Airbnb. Katrin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Leah. It's a pleasure.
Yes, and I can't wait. Next week, we're live on stage together. But now let's have a quick pre-chat and let's dive right into it. On March 7, as I said, next week, ITB Berlin 2023 starts, and it will be the first trade show in person in 3 years, right? So Airbnb will be there. They will attend and they will have a massive booth. So it seems that travel and tourism bounce back to normal again, maybe even stronger. Is this as well your observation, Katrin?
So first of all, I'm literally over the moon that Airbnb is finally at the ITB in person with a booth. This is something we actually planned for 2020. Now it's happening. So please visit us in Hall 9, booth 319. I'm looking forward. And yes, very exciting times. We see a high and a pent-up demand for travel. City travel is coming back, is recovering. Cross-border travel is recovering. Yet, so this is what we've expected. Yet, on the other hand, fundamental parameters have changed. Remote work is possible for many. The lines between work and travel blur as a consequence. And it's embraced, not exclusively, but especially by the incoming generations, the younger millennials and the older Gen Zs. So this makes that the travel type mix that we are seeing post-pandemic is different to what we've compared to what we've seen before the pandemic. To pick an example, longer-term stays have become a fixture in our business, and we've seen many other trends that are manifesting themselves. And I'd like to sum up, travel comes back, but it comes back differently, and travel is experiencing a paradigm shift.
Right. Interesting. And you also mentioned a few trends there already. How does Airbnb cater to these new travel trends?
Yeah. So I think our biggest asset is that we are relentlessly innovating. We are launching highly relevant features, and we do this in biannual product updates. Just to give you an idea, anything between 50 and 150 new features per update focus around topics that matter to both the hosts on Airbnb as well as the guests. To give you an example, so for example, in the winter release, we launched a number of new features that make hosting, becoming a new host on Airbnb, significantly more simpler. And in May last year, in the summer release, we completely overhauled the entire platform. It was the biggest reorganization of the Airbnb product since actually its inception. And we also launched, product features that are catering to longer term stays. For example, a tool that helps hosts verify their Wi-Fi strength. And it's extremely in demand from guests who are seeking to stay longer with hosts. And turns out that some of these innovation can actually result in a trend. For example, we think that flexible search is key to a modern travel platform. And we recently launched categories and I'm flexible as two main product features. Turns out they are very popular with our users and they start helping deviating bookings away from Europe's most saturated tourist hotspots and peak travel dates. And they are, in a way, supporting new travel trends.
Right. That sounds super interesting. And I love the feature about the categories. But also, as we all know, we're living through economically challenging times, right? The cost of living are rising, etc. Katrin, how has this impacted your guests, hosts, and overall business?
Yeah. I think being a relentless, constant innovator and having always the best of the hosts on Airbnb and the guests on Airbnb in our mind makes that Airbnb tends to be quite resilient in these tough times. And remember, Airbnb was born out the biggest crisis 13 years ago. And crisis can always unleash creativity and, you know, make you rethink your approach to business and to life. So what we're doing for guests is we are offering a vast number of listings and a vast offer at very different price points. So we believe that there's there is something for everyone, and especially in these times of crisis where guests might just look for different listings and or different accommodation. And on the other hand, just picking up that topic of what crisis and shortage, you know, makes to us individually in our life, is that there is a democratization of hospitality going on. Hosting on Airbnb becomes accessible to everyone. And we actually hear from new hosts that they are, you know, with what's post-pandemic possible also in their work life, they are flexible more than ever. And they tend to, you know, occasionally offer their guest room and think about hosting. And we have a huge interest in hosting on Airbnb. And especially in times of crisis, people tell us becoming a host on Airbnb is something that helps them cover their cost of living to cope with rising cost of living.
Right. Thank you so much. And I think everyone listening in and tuning in, make sure to come by next week, meet the Airbnb team in Hall 91 and talk to them about these trends, continue the conversation. Thank you so much, Katrin, for joining me for this very brief conversation, but very insightful yet. I'm looking forward to next week, especially to our interview on stage. You're sitting with me on stage in Hall 71 at the Marketing and Distribution Track on Wednesday, the 8th. I can't wait to see you all there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah. Looking forward to next week. And everyone, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.